There's a lot going on with you folks. The new place, kind of a neighbor to me. I live over there on Fox Run Golf Course, so I have watched this new facility go up from day one, and it's looking good and close.
Yeah, you know, I always dreamed of building a mental health facility across from the golf course. You know, I originally thought Hillcrest, but didn't make that, but certainly got it across from the city golf
course. It looks wonderful. I'm glad to hear that you're pleased. Give us a dollar amount on that building. I'm sure it's significant.
The total project, when you talk about soft costs and everything, is $26 million. Significant price tag, yes.
And remind us where you were operating from before, and can you ever imagine going back to a facility once you've moved into a place like this?
No, it's a dream come true. And most people don't realize this, that the new facility is about 60,000 square feet. We're in Yankton. We're operating out of four different facilities with about 51,000 square feet. We're in the old Elm dorm, which is a three-story converted dorm from Yankton College. If you can imagine a mental health facility, three stories with open balconies. Our administrative offices are in a house on 1012 Walnut Street. We lease the first and third floors from the Benedictine Center from Sacred Heart Hospital. And we're in the basement of the original Dakota Territory Capitol. So all of the staff and all of those facilities and the patients will be moving to the new facility.
Can you remind people exactly what your organization does, how many people you employ, and just how big it actually is?
Yeah. So Lewis and Clark Behavioral Health provides a range of services. We serve seven counties in southeastern South Dakota. We serve about 4,000 patients a year with just a wide array of services, from inpatient substance use treatment to crisis care, residential crisis stabilization, detox services, day treatment for people who have more severe mental illness. We run the IMPACT program, which is intensive, really hospital without walls service that we provide in Yankton. We provide a prevention program in the Yankton schools, so just a wide range of programs. We have about 210 employees.
I'm sure you have to tell that story a lot, because people just, they might know you're there or know your name, but maybe don't know a lot of the other things that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't understand that all of those things are connected to Lewis and Clark Behavioral Health Services. One of the things that's happening with our new facility is that we're visible. And so I'm having, you know, really more people come forward and really recognize where we're at and are asking questions about, you know, all the things that we do. So that's been a really positive thing. We're not hidden away on Walnut.
And I'm sure you're excited to show the place off. It's a little ways down the road yet, but you're going to have a bit of a grand opening?
We'll have the grand opening July 16th. The week of July 14th, we'll have tours available for the public. We'll have all of our services moved in there by July 28th. So we'll be completely operating out of that facility by the end of July.
How long have you been running the ship at Lewis and Clark Behavioral Health?
Oh, I started in 1994.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. Yeah, I was never saw myself as being old until I saw myself in the 25 years ago section of the P&D. So start to understand that you're getting older.
And this new location, are you happy with how construction has gone, and how close are you to being completely complete?
Very pleased with construction. Shimmer Associates have been the provided architect and engineering services, and they've done an excellent job. Lloyd Construction has been the general contractor, and again, they've been just a delight to work with. They're bringing it in really on budget, and we just couldn't be more pleased.
What do you want people to know about your organization that maybe they don't know, or address any misconceptions?
I think probably the most important thing that I want to communicate, particularly as we look towards Mental Health Awareness Month, but Lewis and Clark Behavioral Health Services provides 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week access care for anybody that's having a behavioral health crisis. And we work closely with 988, which is the one call for individuals who are experiencing a mental health crisis. We will work with any behavioral health crisis, whether it's substance use related or mental health. We have the ability to work with somebody immediately. We have residential stabilization if that's required to help somebody turn around. We also can help somebody with detox. So just, it's important that people know that at any time day or night that they can get help for a behavioral health crisis.
Where does someone go to find out more information on services and some of the things you just mentioned?
They can certainly go to our website and just Google Lewis and Clark Behavioral Health Services. They can, for crisis services, they certainly can call 988. They can also call us directly at 1-800-765-3382 at any time.
And as long as you're here, Dr. Stanage, let me ask you about the mental wellness conference that's coming up in June, early June at Yankton High School.
Yeah, the mental health conference is June 4th and 5th. There'll actually be an opportunity for people who attend that conference to tour our new facility, one afternoon set aside to actually tour the Trailhead Learning Center and our new facility. But the amazing thing, this is the 27th annual Yankton Area Mental Wellness Conference. You know, who would have thought 27 years ago that this would be continuing? We have a great conference lined up. The theme is resiliency and renewal, navigating wellness in a changing world. So, and I think the theme is very, very appropriate for this year.
As a doctor that's been doing this for a long time, if you could say one thing to people as a state of the union of mental health these days, and if you were handing out some free advice on this interview, what would you say?
Well, what I would say in terms of looking back on my career is that probably the biggest thing that's happened in behavioral health has been the decision, and this is really a decision made by the state of South Dakota, probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, to regionalize behavioral health crisis care. And what that really means is that the state made a decision to develop regional crisis care facilities. There's crisis care facilities in Watertown, Yankton, Rapid City, and Sioux Falls. And probably the biggest change in my career, so people really in their own communities can access crisis care anytime that it's needed. That whole system continues to expand. I know there's efforts to establish a crisis care center in Pierre right now, and it's probably the one area that the state's trying to build out those services. But preventing things like long bus trips across the state to the Human Services Center, taking pressure off the Human Services Center in terms of preserving those beds there for people who really need that higher level of care. It's been huge.
Thanks for the time today. Congratulations on that facility. We look forward to seeing it in July, and I hope you have a great conference.
Thank you.